Now, we've been talking a lot about where swallows go, how long they live, and how they faithfully return to the same nesting sites year after year. But how on earth do we know these things? Is it merely guesswork? No, not a bit of it. It all comes down to the efforts of thousands of dedicated and highly trained bird ringers who safely catch these small birds, weigh them, measure them, and affix tiny metal rings to their little legs. Each ring is inscribed with a unique combination of letters and numbers, which means that whenever a ringed swallow is found again, either alive or dead, we can piece together its life history. Terry Flanagan is on hand in Dublin 15 to explain how it all works. Terry, in the immortal words of Beyoncé, if you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Well, I don't know anything about Beyoncé, Derek, but I can talk to you a little bit about ringing. And ringing began with a Danish man, a guy called Mortensen, a school teacher of all things. And he wanted to know, because he was watching all the birds flying around him, and he wanted to know where they flew to and how long they lived. And an interesting thing that he wanted to find out too was the percentage of males versus females. So it took him a number of years to perfect this technique. He developed these metal rings and he put the metal rings onto the bird's legs. Yeah. Now, nowadays, these rings, they're generally all aluminium and they're light and they're harmless. But sometimes you might see some birds that have coloured plastic rings. And scientists who are generally doing research on individual species or that in a particular area, they may put these coloured, what are called Darvik rings, on the bird's legs. They're easier to see and they can use different colours for different years, so it gives them a lot of information. Now, we get lots of information from ringing birds. For instance, the oldest ring bird is a Manx shearwater and it's over 50 years old. And between the UK and Ireland, there are over 3,000 registered ringers, and they're ringing over a million birds every year. But it's not just about putting a ring on a bird. What's more interesting is when a ring is recovered on a bird. Anyway, two of Ireland's most recognised bird ringers are Declan and Paddy Manley, and they've been ringing birds, including swallows, on their land just outside Edenderry in County Offaly. And now that the swallows have recently arrived back in Ireland, Declan was keen to see what birds would use his shed this year. Would it be the pair that was there last year, or would it be a new pair? So late last week, I headed down to Edenderry to find out more.
Okay, sure, we can head in now and check the net to see if the swallows have come back in, if we had any luck and have caught them or not. Ah, we did, we actually caught both of them.
Oh, so both parents are here now.
The male and the female. The one on the left has the longer streamers. I'm assuming that's the male. And then the one on the right is a bit shorter looking. It's probably the female.
So they're very, very quiet in
oh,
the
yeah,
nest.
Yeah. Once they get caught, they just kind of sit there. I just have to let down the net a little bit.
Well, I'm just going to move back a little bit out of the way. I'm just going to watch you more than anything else. So you're releasing the net. You're bringing the net.
Just lowering it down that we can reach the birds to extract them from it.
So you've got one and Patrick has got
has
one.
Got the other one, yeah.
And they come out very, very easily.
They can come out quite easy.
Oh, I can see
and
now.
This one doesn't have a ring on it, so it's not the one from last year.
And this one, Patrick?
And this one has a ring, yeah.
So we've got two birds, so one of these was ringed. We can check that to see.
We check, if it's one of my rings, you know, we'll know whether it's the... Chances are it is one that was ringed from here.
So what? Where to now?
I'll go up there. All the ringing stuff is in the van up here, just at the top of the field. So we can check everything then. We just measure them and weigh them and let them off again. And then, the net will be gone out of the shed. So they'll just go back in the next 10 or 15 minutes and they'll be fine. They'll be happy enough, you know. Like every year I catch them and, you know, sort of ring them and then I can check if it's the same ones coming back or not. So it's interesting that it's normally the males that come back and take over the territory. You know, so the male from last year didn't survive and we've a new male this year.
And it'll be interesting to see then if this ringed bird is one that you've ringed, number one, and is it one that was here in this particular nest last year.
Yeah, possibly it isn't now. You know, I mean, we'll know when we obviously read the numbers. Well, we don't read the number if it's one of mine, then I'll have to look it up in the book from last year to see if it's the same one. It could be one I ringed in a shed, you know, half a mile away either. That's always a possibility. But that's the whole thing with ringing, you know, you, you're identifying an individual, you know, so you can know for sure. Because often people will say, you know, there's been swallows here for the last 20 years, you know, the same two come back every year, but it's not the same two. Like, you know, you can say, I hate to disappoint you, but they don't really live that long.
So we're here now at the van, yeah, so this is your workstation.
This is the ringing gear. So,
do you have any problems with swallows as distinct from other birds when you're ringing them?
No, less problems with swallows than any other bird, I'd say, you know, because they're very placid. They're easy to get out of the net. Some birds get tangled up in the net. If it's a cold morning, it's hard to get them out, and if they haven't fed. But I suppose with swallows, you're doing it in the summer, the weather's good, and that, you know, they're you have very little problems with them.
Yeah. So the ring number on this one is ALL 1459. So I'll just repeat that to be sure. ALL 1459.
And that's recorded as just swallow, and the R is for retrap. That's right, I'm putting the R beside the name.
And do you take any measurements now?
We'll take all the measurements as well. The same as we did. Like, yeah.
So it's the wing length first.
The wing length first is 126 millimeters.
That's actually longer than the male was, you know. So it obviously implies it's maybe an older bird, like. So.
And next is the tail. So this streamer is 39 millimeters.
39.
22.7.
And that's a little bit heavier than the male as well.
Yeah, because she's obviously in better condition.
Or carrying eggs, maybe?
For carrying eggs and getting into breeding condition.
Maybe even have eggs.
And have, yeah, she could have eggs in her. She should be still laying. But the male then is obviously, he's defending the territory, so he's doing more flying around and using up more energy. And
he's doing the work.
He's doing more work, yeah. Where she's busy feeding and getting into breeding condition.
Yeah.
So that's it. So that's all.
Can we have a quick look just back to see?
I'm actually just flicking back here through the pages. And there we go. Swallow, 4F, BP, 125, 18.9. 7 o'clock in the evening, tail was 40, and Gilsall House, which is the gate lodge there, is Gilsall House.
So it's come back to the very same spot.
One, yeah. And that was on the 27th of June, the 6th. So it was obviously a bit later catching them last year.
So that's last year's bird. That was last year's bird,
yeah.
Last year.
Yeah, she was ringed last year, so she hadn't been here the previous year. So that's her back in the same shed, in the same nest.
And the only way we can tell that is by the ringing.
The same person. That's it. So, yeah. So that's it. It is her, yeah. So
I suppose you want to get this little one back up in the air again and back into the nest?
Yeah, we'll send her off as quickly as we can, because from her brood patch we know she's sitting on eggs, so we don't want to keep her from it.
Straight down. Gone straight down. Just a little call from her there as she was leaving. But beautiful.
Yep, so she's just on her way back down to the shed now, so she'll sit back down in her eggs and she'll be happy enough.
So even though ringing has been taking place for well over 100 years now, both in England and in Ireland, and literally millions of birds have been ringed in that time, we're still getting more and more information all the time, despite the fact that with all this new technology, all this radio telemetry and all of these stuff that they can put in their backs, we're still getting lots of really good information from ringing.
Oh yeah, it's always useful. Yeah, you're always getting useful information. Obviously now with more technology, you can get more information on the one bird. If you put a satellite tag, now swallows are a bit small to do it, when you put a satellite tag on a bird, you can know exactly where they've been. Like obviously this bird went to South Africa and came back to here, but I don't really know where it went, how it went, you know, did it go down like through Spain, did it go down through Portugal, you know it got there and it got back. But I mean if another ringer would say it caught that in Gibraltar or somewhere, then you know you'd know when it went through Spain or different, you know, you can pick up other information that way. So obviously the more birds you catch with rings on them, the more information you can get. Now most of the birds that are found dead, maybe people pick them up and they see a ring and they report it, you know, but quite a lot would be re-caught by other ringers or like that, like I'm re-catching these birds myself, you know. So.
It must give you great pleasure to think that all the time and effort you've put into ringing birds, this particular bird, it's gone to Africa, it's spent the winter there, it's come back here, right to the very same shed.
Exactly, the very same shed, yeah, it's amazing, like, you know. I go to Dublin and I get lost, even getting directions or with the Google Maps, and I still get lost. This little bird can go all that distance and back, and I end up in the same shed.
Thanks indeed to Declan Manley and Terry Flanagan. Eric, you wanted to say something there listening?
Yeah, I was just thinking about like birds, like swallows going into dark sheds, and a lot of them are really old, dark, dark sheds. And yet a swallow is able to fly around in bright sunlight and suddenly swoop in to a pitch black shed and find exactly where the nest is and the young is. And that is an ability which is yet one more wonderful feature of swallows.
Thank you, Eric, Niall, Jim and Terry. So, as you've heard, there is much more to swallows than first meets the eye. One of the most successful widespread bird species on the planet, they provide us with a direct connection with other continents, other hemispheres even, and inspire us with their resilience, their tenacity and their beauty. That a creature weighing no more than 20 grams can conquer the world is truly remarkable. And they are more than deserving of the special place that they have in our hearts. One swallow may not a summer make, but it makes so much more. Until next time, goodbye.